Congratulations, James. It's a privilege to have you in here on the week that you're playing your 300th. Take us back to that debut with Stevie J, Brisbane. 15 years ago, almost to the day.
Brisbane in Brisbane in 2002 was a big ask. I think I was a complete nervous wreck. I was shocking. I was in the warm-up area. We were doing our lane handball like we always did, and I was dropping the ball and fumbling it, trying to pick it back up again. And Bomber put his arm around me and said, come over here, son. Come and sit down. So he took me into the meeting room and just sat me down for a minute. And he's like, you're all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm ready to go. Let's go. I was just a complete rabble. And so he sat. We were starting on the bench anyway, and he just sat me there for a fair while. And I came on the ground, and I remember this so vividly. I came on the ground straight onto Nigel Appin. The ball was like 200 metres away, and I was arm across right next to him. And I thought, I'm sure he would have thought, who's this idiot? The ball came to me, and I kicked the ball. I went on to Akamanis, and I kicked the ball off the ground, and it went. I should have picked it up. I should have put my head over the ball, kicked it off the ground, went straight to Lepage, switched it straight to Akamanis. Akamanis kicked the goal. And there's that all too familiar feeling. You can see the little the yellow runner coming out. You can see him coming from a mile away. He's running past players, and you know he's coming for you. Oh, off you come, son. Come on, mate. And I finished the day. I had three possessions and three clangers, so ideal start, I'd say. But
did your nerves get better?
Yeah, they got better. I was just nervous. And, you know, I went straight back to the twos. I had a couple of good weeks in the twos, worked on a few things. And Bomber just sort of, when I came back in, just spoke to me about, you're going to get nervous. And if that's you, that's fine. But just focus on what you can control. Focus on the footy. He liked that I was a reasonably competitive player, and he just wanted me to be like that. So, and that gave me a lot of confidence just to play footy. And after a couple of games, I sort of felt reasonably comfortable, and I had a pretty good first year. So I guess the moral of the story is your first game doesn't necessarily dictate your whole career. But I've really fortunate that I got that opportunity early.
What a baptism of fire against Acker as well, when he was kind of in his career best form at that time. We want to just fire off some quick questions to you. A bit gimmicky, this, I guess, but we'll do it anyway. So keep your answers as swift as you can. The best game you have ever played personally?
Tough question. I can't remember which game it was. I think it was a final in Sydney, and I think I had about 12 or 13 tackles that day. A couple of games up in Sydney. I've always enjoyed playing at the SCG. A couple of games in Sydney I've played well at, so it'd be one of those. I can't – it's going back away now.
Even though the SCG would probably be the scene of one of your worst football memories, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a really – I don't know why, but I just like playing up there. And it's a nice ground to play on. It's a good surface. And as a midfielder, I liked it because you could get to a lot of contests because of the shape of the ground. So I just played well up there. But, yeah – still
the semi-final.
Nick Davis won, but that was supposed to be a short answer, wasn't it? Tough question for a short answer. Sorry.
You've got the next one, please.
Oh, the toughest opponent you've ever played on, James.
I don't want to admit this, but Nigel Appin would be the hardest player I played on. I used to have to play on him a few times throughout the next few years, and he was an elite midfielder of the competition, and Bomber just kept playing me on him, and he numerous times just ran me into the ground. And
did he ever talk?
No, not really. Never said a lot, Nigel. Everyone else did the talking, but Nigel would just run. And the thing that made him so hard to play on was he had a really high cruising speed, really smart, used the ball well, so you couldn't rely on him, trying to turn it over and get him going back the other way. Yeah. And they gave it to him all the time because he used it so well. So he was a really difficult opponent to play on.
Did Acker say much?
He said a little bit, not a lot to me, but Dave Johnson used to play on him a lot and used to do okay on him. And he used to, at the centre bounces, like point out Jono and yell out to Brownie and just say, Brownie, here it is, Dave Johnson. Brownie would be like, got him.
I can imagine Acker doing that. We miss him a bit, don't we, in the footy world? We don't hear much from Acker these days.